Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The latest from 7 News with Angela Cox.
Good evening and welcome to the latest on Australia's scam surge. Tonight we're taking an in-depth look at the rapid rise in the number of people being defrauded. Soon we'll hear from the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission with the latest warnings, plus hear the best tips on how to stay safe online. Between January and May, Australians have lost more than $205 million to scams. That's a 166% increase compared to the same period last year. Investment scams made up $158 million worth of the losses, an increase of 314%. Let's go straight to the ACCC Deputy Chair, Delia Rickard. Delia, thank you for joining us. During the pandemic, we saw a record amount of scammers taking advantage of Australians. Are you surprised there are still so many losses months after any lockdowns or COVID restrictions?
Look, I'm not surprised. I wish I was. But what we've seen over the last decade is a continual rise in the numbers of scams and the amount of money that's being lost. And what we're seeing at the moment, this year so far, we've seen 166% increase in the first 4 months of the year. We've over 205 million reported loss to the ACCC. And when you think that only 13% of people report to the ACCC those losses, you can see the real figure is, you know, over a billion in the first 4 months. And what they're doing is they're preying on people's different vulnerabilities. And one of the vulnerabilities at the moment is we've been in a period of low interest rates. People are wanting a better return on their money. They're also wanting to get in on the next big thing, which is cryptocurrency, and scammers have been taking advantage of that.
Yes, so the cryptocurrencies, I understand the ACCC is taking Facebook's parent company Meta to court over crypto celebrity ads that allegedly misled Facebook users. Do you think social media companies need to do more to protect these users?
Look, we believe social media does need to do more to protect people online. We know the scammers are there. What we've seen recently is the telcos are doing a much better job at stopping scam phone calls. They've stopped over 500 million in the last year or so. So we're seeing scammers move more to SMS, and there's work being done to stop that, but also social media, encrypted apps, those sorts of things. So it's more important than ever that the platforms are out there keeping scammers off their sites and responding immediately when they get complaints about them.
So I just want to pick up something there. You said that the telcos are cracking down on the phone calls, but more scammers are using text messages to get victims.
This is one of the frustrating things about scams. Every time you manage to sort of dong them on the head, in one area, they move. So when it used to be Western Union, a lot of work was done to stop Western Union. They walked across the streets to the banks to get the money sent. Now we're seeing them moving from the banks to asking for payment in cryptocurrency. And up until this year, phone calls have been absolutely the number one method that scammers have preferred. Because they're being stopped, they're instead using SMS messages, well, they might then try and connect later, social media, encrypted apps, all of these things to reach you and to con you.
Aside from cryptocurrency, are many victims being targeted just in general with investment scams?
We're seeing a whole raft of them out there. The other really concerning one we're seeing is what we call imposter bonds. And they're offering really good treasury bonds or fixed term products with very high interest rates. They look legit, they're impersonating real banks, etc., financial institutions, but then if you actually send your money off and then go back and 6 months later to check, you see that the money's all disappeared. And I think the important thing to remember to protect yourself there is the only way you can buy treasury bonds is through a broker, through the ASX.
When someone loses their money to a scammer, what are the chances of them getting it back or anything back?
It's rare, but it does happen. The very first thing you need to do the second you realise you think you've been scammed is to get in contact with your bank and tell them about it. And they can sometimes recoup some money for you. And if you've given away financial details, stop more money going away. If you're not happy with bank's response, you could try complaining to the Australian Financial Complaints Authority. There's slim chance there, but there's some chance sometimes of getting money back. But take action quickly. And if you've given away passwords, change your passwords. Do everything you can to protect what's left.
Thanks so much, Delia Rickard.
Pleasure. Take care.
The telltale signs of a scam might seem simple to some, but criminals can be crafty, particularly with fake investment opportunities. Angelique Opie takes us through what to look out for.
Angela, with threats growing online, there are a few ways you can keep yourself financially safe from investment scams. Warning signs include the promise of low risks with high returns. Always remember to be extra cautious if an offer seems too good to be true. It probably is. Another red flag, you're contacted out of the blue by someone you haven't met who's offering advice on investments. They might use high-pressure tactics and contact you repeatedly. Also, keep in mind that you have less protection with cryptocurrency investments. Ads featuring celebrity endorsements or images are usually fake as well. Look out for convincing promotional materials or websites that aren't officially registered with the Australian Securities and Investments Commission. Scammers could also ask you to deposit funds into different accounts for each transaction with the claim it's for security reasons. Prior to investing, you should always seek independent professional advice that it's the right move. And Angela, anyone who thinks they've been targeted should change their passwords and report it to the ACCC.
Good advice. Thank you, Angelique. That is the latest on Australia's scam surge. I'm Angela Cox. Thanks so much for your company.